The 1972 Miami Dolphins are the only team in NFL history to have an undefeated season. They won 17 straight pro football games. Not even one tie. Crazy. Even crazier, for most of the season, their star quarterback was on the bench. Hello and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast shows for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's no better feeling than a personal win, and the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
The Miami Dolphins are only 7 years old. Despite being the newbies, in January that year, they make it to the championship game. The big game that rhymes with Duper Hole. And they are destroyed by the Dallas Cowboys 24-3. Later that year, during the preseason training for the 72-73 season, Dolphins head coach Don Shula forces the team to watch tape of that championship loss over and over again. He hammers one idea into their brains: no more losing. And it works. The Dolphins win the first four games of the regular season. But then Game 5 against the San Diego Chargers tosses a potential monkey wrench into their plans. The Dolphins star quarterback, Bob Greasy, runs the ball downfield and is tackled real hard. He suffers a broken leg and a dislocated ankle. In comes backup quarterback, Earl Morrill, a.k.a. the old man. 38-year-old Earl was contemplating retirement at the beginning of the season. Luckily, he stayed, because the Dolphins now need their old man to step up big time. And he does. And I hate that I am older than the Dolphins' old man. Makes it harder for me to fantasize about still being able to play. Earl doesn't miss a beat. He throws two passing touchdowns in that first game to help the Dolphins win 24-10. There is momentum still in Miami. Still undefeated. October 22nd, 1972. Game 6 is maybe a bit too close for comfort against the Buffalo Bills. But the Dolphins still win, 24-23. Then the Dolphins knock out Game 7 and 8, no problem. Then in Game 9, they really unload against the Patriots. Miami takes it 52-0. Except for the New York Jets, who lose to the Dolphins by just 4 points, the scores for the rest of the regular season are big, comfortable wins for the Miami Dolphins. The 72 Dolphins end up number one in offense and defense in the league that year. They gained more yards rushing that season than any team in history had before them. Not surprisingly, the Dolphins land back in the Duper Hole, the NFL championship game. January 14th, 1973, the LA Coliseum, Miami versus Washington, the big day. Everyone is feeling super. Miami's undefeated, but Washington, not undefeated, is favored to win. Why? They possess the NFL regular season MVP, running back Larry Brown. First quarter, the Dolphins score first when Bob Greasy, star quarterback who just returned to the lineup the previous game, passes for a touchdown. Washington does not answer. Second quarter, behind fullback Larry Zonka's blocking, Dolphins running back Jim Kick scores the team's second touchdown. Washington fails to answer again, and now it's 14-0 at halftime. And it stays that way through the third quarter when neither team finds the end zone. Fourth quarter, with only 2 minutes left in the game, Washington finally scores when cornerback Mike Bass takes a fumble recovery all the way back to the house for a touchdown. Then Washington quickly regains control of the ball with over a minute left in the game. If they can score again, a tie will force overtime. But the Dolphins' defense holds them off. They force two incomplete passes, a tackle for a loss on third down, and then sack the quarterback on fourth to win the game. Super good job, guys. The Dolphins win the big game and tack on a historic NFL record that remains unbroken. An undefeated season for the Duper Hole champions. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other Parcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For more information on the 1972 Miami Dolphins, check out their site, 72dolphins.com. For this episode, we found the stats by Pro Football Reference incredibly helpful. And you can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify or by checking out my true crime history and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. Come back for more incredibleness tomorrow. Incredible Feats is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo with associate sound design by Kevin McAlpine. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff and Maggie Admire. Fact-checking by Kara Mackerling. Research by Umbika Chotera, Jay Cahio, and Mickey Taylor. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins.